from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we continue to cover the top stories. Hurricane Debbie, with heavy, heavy rain totals, continues to rip through northern Florida and headed to Georgia and the Carolina coast. We'll keep you posted on that. And the vice presidential running mate search for Kamala Harris seems like it's down to Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Also, Mark Kelly, who is a senator out in Arizona, former astronaut, and Josh Shapiro, the governor of our great state, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So we'll keep you posted. Meanwhile, I want to welcome from the Post Gazette, Chris Mamula. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Your front page story yesterday caught my attention because we had heard last week the Heritage Health System had a issue with, you know, finances, and this seems to be the way it is with all of the healthcare systems in this day and age. And so they had a downsizing there, and then you're talking about Sharon's Regional Medical Center, their hospital there, because they're attached to a company that went bankrupt, they're in jeopardy, right?
That's correct. It's a for-profit company, Steward Healthcare. For-profit medicine has taken a bigger role in just, medicine for everyone, for hospitals and nursing homes and all of that. So, yeah, they went going through Chapter 11 now.
And so, how close is this to, because as I understand it, in this process, there have been no offers to purchase it?
No, there haven't been officially. However, at a hearing, the attorney for the, actually representing the Attorney General in Pennsylvania, mentioned that suddenly some buyers had emerged for Sharon Regional and also two sister hospitals in Warren, Ohio. And we don't know any details about these offers, who they are, whether they're for-profit or non-profit, or do they have the financial wherewithal to bring this hospital back? There's $10 million in maintenance that has been deferred over the years. So it takes somebody with deep pockets in order to make this go.
Chris, Paul Rasmussen here. To what extent does Medicare reimbursement play a role in the situation in Sharon?
I think Medicare reimbursement is an issue for every hospital everywhere because it's low. Much lower still, is Medicaid, which is the healthcare plan for basically poor people. And it actually, many executives will say that it pays less, reimburses the hospital less than the cost of providing the care. So it's a loser for them. And in a impoverished area or an area with high poverty, a lot of people on Medicaid, this can make a big difference on the bottom line.
Yeah, and I would imagine for people, you scratch your head because it's a very simple mathematic equation. The payments are low and slow, and they're not meeting the demands financially, especially when you factor in inflation.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. And we have the inflationary labor cost inflation right now, supply chain issues. There's just a lot happening, a lot of what you describe as headwinds, I guess, in healthcare right now that are pushing a lot of hospitals and nursing homes to the wall, to the limit.
Chris, if the situation in Sharon doesn't improve and the hospital closes, what kind of an impact does that have in that region? How far will people have to travel to get that kind of health care?
Well, actually, there are two other hospitals in the county, so they probably wouldn't have to drive as far for most services. However, some cardiac services that are offered at Sharon Regional, they would have to drive far, you know, more than a half an hour, maybe 40 minutes to get those services. So although Sharon Regional has shed services, closed service lines over the years, cancer care, for example, OB, they closed. Cardiac care is something they continue to offer, and that's something that not every hospital offers, you know, that immediate care for opening a blocked vessel in the heart, for example, during a heart attack. So, and economically, it would be devastating. That's their sixth largest employer. It's millions of dollars that's pouring into the local economy. The county, Mercer County, has been losing population for at least 10 years, maybe 20 years, after the demise of heavy industry. And so it would be economically an awful thing for the region, there's no doubt.
All right, Chris, what's the anticipated next move? When do we hear what those offers may be and maybe make a decision on where this situation goes next?
Good question. It'll come up at the bankruptcy hearing. The bankruptcy is continuing in hearings, and the judge in the case, Judge Lopez, is no nonsense. Don't fool around. Tell me what we need to do here. Let's get this done kind of a thing. He's a no-nonsense kind of guy. And so we will learn more about the bidders and all of this in upcoming hearings. Hearings have been scheduled for tomorrow and I think for next week, next week also. So with each of these hearings, there will be more information disclosed, but there's not a lot of information right now about these bidders. We don't really know who they are.
Well, appreciate your work and the update on the Sharon Hospital and the Regional Medical Center. Chris Mamula, thank you, with the Post-Gazette.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right, so we'll see what happens next, Paul. And a lot of healthcare systems have a lot of economic challenges. And
We just went through in Washington with the Washington Health System.
Right, and they ended up being able to partner with UPMC, as they framed it, not a takeover.
But they had to jump through some flaming rings of fire to get it done.
That's a good way to describe it. Coming up, we're going to check on the weather for the weekend, your AccuWeather forecast, along with traffic next. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us with you wherever you go, and we'll keep you posted on what's going on. And what's going on, I think the last time the Fed was together, they said they're going to hold interest rates, teasing maybe they would start lowering those. But between here and the election, it'll be interesting to see if that happens.
Coming up at 9:30, I have a report on the markets being down. Not a good sign today, Larry, in Japan, where the Nikkei index dropped more than 12%. Haven't had a loss like that in Japan since 1987. And I would imagine we're going to have another day of sharp selling. I think right now the futures have the Dow down before the open more than 300 points.
Ouch. And this came on the heels of that jobs report you mentioned on Friday.
Yeah, they did not have as many jobs as they were predicting. They weren't predicting very strong hiring in the first place. If you take the number of hires that are lost in the last 2 months, they're down about 65,000 from what they were doing 3 months ago. So that's a pretty big number when you're talking about 175,000, 225,000 in hiring. That's a significant drop. And the concern is, again, the high interest rates, which they're trying to use to curb inflation. What the concern is now is that the economy can't stand the slowdown. It's it's the main concern that investors have is that the economy is slowing down and we're headed for a market correction. Definitely a bull market right now.
Well, guess what? You know who's benefiting from high interest rates? Among others, Google's parent company, Alphabet, is making a ton of money.
Really?
And it's not from their operations. Here's CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The company earned $1 billion in net interest in its April, May, June quarter. The online news organization Semaphore says that's more than the profits of 397 of the companies in the S&P 500, including Starbucks, Target, and Marriott. Alphabet's earnings from interest have more than doubled in 3 years.
And Semaphore says Alphabet has benefited from the highest interest rates. It puts large amounts of cash then into U.S. Treasuries.
Oh, there we go. There's where the money's at.
Corporate
bonds. Wondering what the source was of all of this.
So
I didn't think they were lending.
But the interest rates really benefit these in the credit card companies.
Well, if you're sitting on any amount of cash right now in a big company, it makes great sense to, you know, park it. Look what's going on. I'll give you another example of how people are benefiting from this. I just recently sold a couple of tickets on SeatGeek. So the people at SeatGeek get a 10% cut when someone buys one of my tickets. Now, imagine what 10% is, right? And it takes them, from the time that they tell you that you've had a seat sold, it takes them about 5 business days to get that money into your account. So they get the whole amount for at least 5 days. Multiply that over millions of transactions. That's a lot of interest that they're raking up in a very short period. It's the same thing the banks will do.
And the credit card companies are under scrutiny again because they feel like some of the watchdogs are saying that it's sickening, the interest rates they're charging people.
25% to 30%, Larry.
It's ridiculous.
Even if you have good credit.
In a new survey from Bankrate, finds that more people are carrying credit card debt for longer periods of time, which means those companies make more money. Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says half of credit card holders carry debt from month to month.
Big picture, it's actually pretty good, you know, as far as consumer spending and the economy. And even though delinquencies have gone up a bit on credit cards, banks don't seem particularly concerned.
No, because they're making gross amounts of money.
Besides the interest that they're getting, Larry, there's also a growing market for the balance transfers. And so let's say that you have a $10,000 debt sitting in one bank and 24% interest, and then you respond to one of these dozens of offers you get in the mail every month, and you can park your money somewhere else for like as many as 15 months at zero, but they charge you a 3% fee going in. So imagine, you know, raking up these hundreds of dollars just by taking on someone's debt.
And then they're counting on you not paying that off when that period expires, and then they're going to charge you.
You're going to get 15 months to pay down, say, for example, again, $10,000. That's a pretty stiff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thing to do unless you're making big bucks.
By the way, Mega Millions is up to like $325 million.
Thanks for the reminder. Thank you.
Just in case.
Need to stop by the lottery store today, don't I?
Take the edge off the weekend. 925 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick. This is the Big K Morning Show. There is a lot to talk about as we get ready for another week. Ending on Friday with the Steelers already, Paul, going head-to-head with the Texans in their first preseason game.
And your warm-up for the season.
Yes. Welcome. And please observe the NFL's clear bag policy, Paul, will you?
Yeah, sure. I'll be happy to keep that in mind as I go about my daily routine.
Clear bags. And hoping Mother Nature will cooperate, speaking of which.
Hey, before I forget, did you hear what happened with Aerosmith?
Yeah, they decided
Steven Tyler has an injury in his vocal cords, and they have decided to retire from touring. How about that?
That was big news over the weekend, really, because they were on a roll, and they had performed here, and like the Rolling Stones, still out there doing their thing, and Steven Tyler's just unable to continue, so they announced they're done touring. So if you saw Aerosmith, you've seen the last of Aerosmith, apparently. Unless, like some of these bands, they come back. How many times did Elton John retire?
Yeah, about five or six, I think.
And we got Bruce Springsteen coming for two shows this month on the 15th, and that's a Thursday. Then that's Sunday, too. Back to the weather. Anytime we get a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico that affects Florida, it affects a lot of people here because we have so many connections. And we had a chance to catch up with meteorologist Paul, and I spoke to Joe Lundberg earlier about what's going on. And the big question naturally for us is, when this is over there, will it come here?
We may, but we're going to be on the fringe of it. It looks like the track of it will be, you know, through northern Florida and then probably emerge off the east coast of Florida or east coast of Georgia sometime during the day tomorrow and never get far away from the coast. And as a result of that, it probably never really re-intensifies much, just sits there for a while and then kind of moves back inland through the Carolinas Thursday night. It drifts northward Friday. That'll put us on the western periphery of it Friday and Friday night. And right now it looks like if we get anything, it'll be a shower or thunderstorm, but really not much in the way of rain for our area.
I'm curious to know why this thing is moving so slowly and why it'll just stall. After all, it's a pretty strong storm. You'd think it'd be moving more quickly.
Yeah, but it moves about by the upper level steering flow. What are the winds like aloft that will guide this thing? And it's been pulled northward because there's a trough that's been coming through the northeast, and that's what's been pulling it north. But that comes and moves through, and then it gets into an area where there's just not much steering flow. There's a ridge to its west, a ridge to its east, and it's kind of caught in between. So it just kind of dawdles around for a little bit until the steering flow could increase. And it looks like another one of these troughs will come along in the jet stream late this week and start to pull it northward, and then over the course of the weekend, guide it out to sea with increasing forward speeds. But there's about a 2 or 3 day period in there where it moves very little, which is bad news for parts of Georgia and the Carolinas. I mean, I know that they've been in a drought, but I don't think you want to see this much rain in such a short period of time. There could be catastrophic flooding in some of those places.
And today, the last of the 90s for the week in terms of temperature here. And we got a big Steeler-Texans preseason game Friday. How are we looking?
I don't think it's going to be hot. Just a question of whether or not we get one of those showers or thunderstorms. Hopefully, cross your fingers that we don't have to worry about that, that everything stays just to our east. Temperatures probably at game time will be in the mid to upper 70s, so comparatively comfortable as compared to if they played the game today.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg from AccuWeather's World Headquarters
says here that 1,500 flights have been canceled today due to the hurricane making landfall and northern Florida moving up into Georgia and then off the coastline of Georgia and South Carolina, Larry. A couple of things that I thought were interesting that I haven't had time to pop into our newscast, but I think let's share them with our audience. It's the first thing is the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon is encouraging Americans to clear out. They say get any ticket available. They're concerned about this widening conflict with Israel and Hezbollah. The people over in Maui, the fire victims, guess what the settlement is? $4 billion to resolve the lawsuits over this Maui wildfire back in August of 2023. Killed 100 people and did about $5 billion in damage overall. And let's see, what other things here? Oh, sports. There's a couple of sports stories here that caught my eye. The Dolphins are going to keep Tyreek Hill for another 3 years. Take a guess at the number.
I don't know, because they just paid their quarterback Tua like gargantuans, like $50 million a year.
What's a lot for a wide receiver, right? How about $90 million over 3 years? That's almost $30 million, right? My gosh.
It's so unimaginable for us to even, you can't relate.
I mean, he's talented. He's probably the best receiver in the league.
No arguing.
He's worth
that.
Every penny, I guess.
I just don't know. That tells you how much these professional teams are making, because if they weren't, they wouldn't be able to pay.
And the last item here that caught my eye was Ben Joyce. He's a pitcher for the Los Angeles Angels. Ben Joyce threw a fastball 105 miles an hour against the Mets. It's the fastest recorded in the pitch tracking era. 105.
In history.
Wow.
That's fast. All right, coming up, Marty is on vacation, but we're going to talk to Michael Bartley. He'll be sitting in all week.
It's great having him here.
Yeah, for the Get Marty Show. We'll talk to Michael coming up next. Coming up 10 until 2, we have a lineup change. Marty Griffin enjoying some family time on vacation.
Good for him. Good for Marty. He deserves it.
Apparently, in Marty's contract, it has to be a Central Catholic grad to fill in.
Yeah.
So Michael Bartley is here.
Yo, thanks, Larry. This is fun.
What are you going to talk about today?
I've done Marty's show before, but I think, I don't know if you saw Face the Nation yesterday, but I heard you talking earlier about the Mark Fogel case.
Yes.
And that's a major deal that everyone's interested in. Face the Nation yesterday, they had a State Department person saying he works night and day. Did you see that?
I did not see
night and day on the Mark Fogel case. And
That's encouraging.
That is encouraging. And, I talk with Sasha Phillips, the family attorney, on Friday evening.
Right, we aired some of that conversation.
Yeah, it was a Thursday night or Friday night.
Night.
I think it was.
We aired it on Friday morning.
Yeah, and they lose hope and then they gain some hope. So we'll see what happens today. I don't know, but
and Tamira Rush reported on a phone call.
Yeah.
That Mark was able to make from prison.
Yeah, the Trib picked up. Was that the one?
Yeah. And 20-minute phone call.
Yeah, and he's not doing well. And
no, this is 101 days in a Russian hospital because of his health conditions.
And the lawyer said, he doesn't know what they're saying. They don't know what he's saying. This is really, really difficult thing. So we'll get into that. And then, of course, we have to talk about, I think today's the day.
You think?
Why? Do you think tomorrow?
Some reports say they're going to make the announcement. As you know, three of the candidates met with Kamala Harris mm-hmm. yesterday in Washington, including our governor, Josh Shapiro, who seems to be the odds-on pick. Who knows? I mean, Philadelphia tomorrow is supposed to be a rally where Kamala Harris will have her VP running mate by her side.
Appear with the running mate. So I just think that she'll make the call today, they'll release it today, so that there's time to get it together.
I mean, that would make sense.
Me too.
Yeah.
And, it's not like she's going to unveil it at this rally in Philadelphia. I don't think. I don't know.
No,
but I'm just thinking,
there was some speculation that they might utilize that as to do a reveal at the rally.
Yeah. But I would get people fired up today and then do that rally tomorrow. But, Mark Kelly had that tweet last night about, I'm here to serve the people of Arizona.
Well,
so everybody read into that, every little thing.
Well, think about it. And Patrick, Marty's Get Marty team member, said, That's unlikely because he's, you know, in a red state, he's a blue guy, and if they can't give up that seat in the Senate.
I just talked to Patrick about that. They have a Democratic governor in Arizona. So I think this is how it works. The governor would appoint somebody, but Patrick thinks no, that there would be a special election right away. But I think there's a temporary appointment, but I have to figure that out. I don't know. But that's a Democratic governor there.
Right. Yeah. And Kelly's obviously a Democratic senator, right. And they don't want a chance giving up that seat.
Because
that would tip the balance.
The Senate is so tight. It is so tight.
And that's why they're pushing for Dave McCormick in this state.
Yeah.
Against Casey.
But I know it. Don't you love the Josh Shapiro speculation, though? Did you see him come out of the house walking his dog yesterday?
Yeah, I saw, and then
They were screaming, "Governor, Governor, Governor, Governor." And he's like, "Hey, I'm just walking my dog."
I did notice an unusual number of garbage cans lined up in his driveway. Did you see
that? No, I didn't notice that, but I noticed an unusual number of security personnel around him. And that was my hint.
Oh yeah.
Did that cross your mind?
Yeah, they had, you know, those limos that looked like they're armored.
Yeah, and he walking his dog with like six guys who look like secrets, and I'm like, "Oh, this is it."
All right,
I don't know.
The intrigue continues.
Oh, does it ever.
Michael Bartley coming up for Marty. Good to see you, Michael.
Ditto.
You're here all week, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have fun all week
all right,
together.
We'll,
yeah.
We'll be asking for tips later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.